Let's turn our attention now to another pervasive pollution problem, sedimentation and eutrophication. Runoff occurs when rain erodes sediments from the soil surface. Sediment naturally enters the ocean from rivers, and a deposition rate on reefs of less than about a milligram per centimeter squared per day is readily shed in the mucus produced by the coral polyps. So coral can kind of naturally deal with these background rates of sedimentation that occur in nature. Today, however, the loss of natural vegetation cover to agriculture, urbanization, and development in coastal areas has greatly enhanced runoff, increasing sedimentation rates to as much as 50 milligrams per centimeter squared per day. Dredging of the seafloor to clear shipping lanes and to mine coral limestone, as well as trawling the bottom for fish, also stirs up sediment. Flood events can cause acute sediment loading, like you can see in the lower right-hand photo on the slide, severely reducing water quality, and such events may become more common as climate changes. Sedimentation is especially harmful to coral reefs. Besides making the water cloudy and inhibiting light penetration, sediment physically clogs coral polyps and other benthic invertebrates, making them unable to feed or obtain oxygen. A large amount of sedimentation creates a soft, mucky bottom that can prevent the establishment of coral planula and other marine larvae. Excess mucus production by corals in an attempt to shed sediment takes energy and causes stress, making them susceptible to disease or even to succumb to coral bleaching. A more critical problem with runoff of sediment from land is that such sediments include nutrients that can lead to eutrophication. Nutrient loading favors algae growth, and on a coral reef, this can shift the balance from a coral-dominated ecosystem to an algae-dominated one.